Joining us on the line from Las Vegas, Kirk Clyatt, Kia EV6 leading the charge, 2022 Wheels Car of the Year. See more at kia.com.au. Hi there, Kirk.
Ross, when you work out in the field in TV news covering a massive storm like Hurricane Ian, you sometimes need to find unique tools. I bet it was an interesting meeting when the crews from WBBH in Fort Myers, where Ian made landfall, were told they must use condoms on the microphones.
It is what you think it is. It's a condom. It helps protect the gear. We can't get these mics wet. There's a lot of wind, there's a lot of rain, so we got to do what we got to do, and that is put a condom on the microphone.
Ross, you mentioned earlier in the week that you didn't like the name Ian for a hurricane. I can guarantee you there will never be another one. Ian has now moved into the Atlantic, and he is not done with the U.S. The storm is not as strong, but is once again back to near hurricane force, sustained winds of at least 120K, and hurricane warnings are in effect for all of the South Carolina coast. The storm was and is so intense and historic that the name Ian will be retired. Now, if there was a world record for being an understudy, I might have it. It has been such a privilege to be able to fill in for now well over 20 years here on 3AW Breakfast, no more so than over the past 29 weeks. Now, I'm still going to be on Drive with Tom Elliott weekdays just before 4, but on Monday, I am happy to say I won't be here. It'll be a man whose voice you have recognized and heard on 3AW for, I think, more like 3 decades. And here he is. Welcome him back.
Thank you, Kirk. And thank you, Russell and Ross, and all of our listeners. I just can't tell you how wonderful I feel knowing I'm about to start back on Breakfast. It's been a long road battling tongue cancer, surgery, and radiation. And now, Ross, continuing recovery.